The medical director of New Zealand Football says they don't have any plans to ban junior players from hitting the ball in training sessions. Yesterday, the English, Northern Irish and Scottish Football Associations confirmed hitting the ball at training had been outlawed for primary school children, while they were also restricting headers for 12 to 16-year-olds at grassroots level. The guidelines follow a study by Glasgow University, which found former professionals were at more risk of dementia due to consistently hitting footballs. Mark Fulcher is the medical director for New Zealand Football and the team doctor for both the All Whites and Football Ferns. He told Clay Wilson, while he's not surprised to see the decision of the British associations, current science alone doesn't suggest it is necessary.
The first thing to say is that globally there is an impression that maybe hitting the football has some negative impacts, but there's certainly no cause and effect relationship that's been demonstrated. So these recommendations are a relatively common sense approach to this issue, but at this stage the science really doesn't say that this is something that we should be doing. And so at the moment New Zealand Football is monitoring the situation, we're monitoring research, we're kind of keeping abreast of what's going on. But at this stage, we don't have any formal plans to follow suit.
What's the research you're looking at telling you? Is it telling you similar things? Because as you noted, the particular research they used for this decision didn't make a clear connection between the likes of dementia and hitting the ball. So yeah. Is it just a case of wanting more concrete evidence that there's a clear connection, or is it something that may happen if the evidence continues to stack up?
The most important thing to say is that we're really keen to make sure that the game is safe, and we're keen to make sure that we're looking after the participants. The second thing is, if you look at the cause of hospitalisation for kids who have head injuries, they're almost all falling off bikes, falling off jungle gyms. Playing football or organised sport is actually a very infrequent cause of brain injury. So young kids don't hit the ball very much anyway. The ball just doesn't get off the ground if you watch them play. And so this really is not data to suggest that kids that hit the ball go on to get brain injuries. There's data to suggest maybe professional footballers that played in the 40s and 50s and played for a long time at a professional level may have some negative health impacts in their later life. But the same studies show that those athletes had much better health outcomes until the age of 70. So they're less likely to get diabetes, less likely to get cardiovascular disease. There do appear to be some pros and cons, and I think our position is that playing football, being active, has overwhelmingly positive health benefits, and they likely overweigh at this stage any negatives from hitting, from tackling in rugby, from those sort of impacts that accumulate over a lifetime.
We've seen this happen in the US a few years ago as well. They banned headers at a junior level for training anyway.
Yep.
Given that, and given this decision out of the English FA, which is obviously a huge football nation, Would you suggest that maybe they're jumping the gun a bit, perhaps, if there's no clear connection at this point?
Well, I would suggest that they're making decisions that maybe are not necessarily directly related to the health outcomes. So I know the medical director of US soccer quite well, and a lot of that was around the medico-legal climate in the United States rather than a definite health benefit for the participant. So when you're looking at changing rules, you want to make rules that are acceptable to the participants, that don't change the fabric of the game. And I actually just don't think that these rule changes are going to have a huge impact on the game, but I also don't think they're going to have a huge impact on any health benefit. So they're kind of common sense rules, but do we need them? I'm not convinced personally.
And that's Mark Fulcher there, the New Zealand Football Medical Director, speaking to Clay Wilson.